Last time on Paint It Black.
But he did leak photos of himself in the studio with his dick out.
Yeah. Not something I'm going to Google.
Is he packing or is...
No.
I actually did title that one, Cheerio, Prince. All right, let's do another
You're beautifulling somebody.
No, it's just funny with the cheap... Never mind. Not worth it.
Cheerio there, good Prince. Hello there.
There we go.
You gotta do it with the accent, man. Come on, you gotta do it with that.
Thank you, Garrett, for saving Pete's lame-o joke.
I got your back, man.
Appreciate it. There were Smurfs in it.
Oh, yeah, he's on drugs, man.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of drugs?
He's smurfed up.
Yeah. He's snorting Smurfs.
Get me the Smurf out of here. I'm smurfed out of my mind.
I'm smurfing. Smurf that Smurf and Smurf, you mother Smurfer.
I am smurfing balls right now.
I am absolutely right.
He was jacking off in his car. And the funny part is, not the first time. This guy has multiple
Once
charges.
You're whipping it out and jacking it in your car, it's not the first time. You've christened that car before.
He's a career carjacker.
He's a carjacker!
Yeah, she's bringing babies to dingoes? I mean, come on. That's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, man.
She's asking for trouble.
It's called an after dinnerment. You'll be fine. In the next 4 miles, turn around. Do U-turn. Okay, run over old lady. Fuck her up. That kind of thing.
Yes. The lady's just like, yeah, I saw the episode of Twilight, man. Chill out. And that was the end of the SNL skit that never aired.
Wait, this is a movie.
Movie?
The second and first place winners were at 23 and 24 points apiece. Brian, I'm sorry, Gareth stole it with his game performance. Woo! In the movie game. Mm-hmm. Gareth, congratulations. You are the champ this week.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much.
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
We're back. Time to Paint It Black. I'm Pete, your host. There's Brian.
What's good?
There's Lou.
Yo, yo.
Neither of these guys is holding a belt this week.
Belt's up for grabs. No chance. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got some competition joining us from Big Papa Podcast. We got Stan.
What's up?
And we got Shane.
Fuck Stan.
We got both you guys today.
I really wish we were recorded like the last half hour of us like Stan and Shane killing each other, and me and Lou killing each other.
It's lost for the ages.
I know.
I'm sure it'll be recreated here.
Yes.
So, how is everyone
recreated?
How are you guys doing out in your variety of areas, right? California?
Yeah. Shane's from Idaho.
Idaho.
And Stan's from the desert in California.
The high desert.
Fucking IE, brother. Inland Empire, brother.
Yo, fucking big IE, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on again, guys. It's nice to have both of you.
Yeah, it's good to be on.
Us back.
You were supposed to be on last time, Shane. What happened?
He had AIDS, I heard.
Oh,
AIDS.
Yeah, I was real busy, guys.
Came
real
down
fucking
with a
busy, you know what
big
mean?
Case of the AIDS.
Full blow.
According to Stan, anyway.
Yeah. Fuck him. That's what I'm saying. Fuck him.
Well, that's what you just assume, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? You're like, well, he didn't show up. It's got to be AIDS.
He's been looking a little sickly to me, man.
Dude. If you're a fucking man, dude, and you're calling him because you have a little the sniffles, dude, fuck, that's Johnny talk, dude. Yeah, you better have AIDS or something, dude.
This motherfucker wants a doctor's note and everything. Fuck him.
Cold. I mean, it get the cold. Fuck that.
That sounds familiar, Brian.
What would I do?
1 week you were like, "Damn you, Lou! I've been blowing my nose all week." You're like, okay.
No, you actually fucked him up. He was out of commission.
First of all,
with your plague,
Lou grew up where his mom sent him to other people's houses while sick. So, fucking, he got me sick. He got me really sick.
I built up an immunity. You're like when the pilgrims brought over those sick blankets.
Yeah, and finally the minorities did me back.
The sick blanket.
Yeah. Nearly ended you, son.
You guys gestated that disease like, for
God
hundreds
damn.
Of years and finally gave it back to the
it's
white
the
man.
It's the common fucking cold, man.
Take some zinc.
Yeah.
Years and years of not treating your diseases with modern medicine.
He gave you Montezuma's revenge.
You know. Morph these things into just incurable colds.
Well, don't treat your shit with fucking marijuana and Domino's, you'll be all right.
I didn't. I went to a doctor. They were like, what gypsy were you hanging out with?
Yeah, Lou, he's got health insurance.
Well, we'll see.
Damn.
I'm sure he did a private in-home visit, too.
No. Very upper crust with his health insurance. Yeah.
Right, so he fucking bring his bag, too. Uh-huh. The doctor's bag, opened it up.
I know. I was kind of unsure of it. He was super old. I was like, how are you still doing house calls, guy?
She was a veterinary.
He walked off of a baseball field, and then he was just like, treating my diseases.
Oh, my God. Good pull there from fucking Field of Dreams. I like that.
It's a good movie, man. It's a good movie.
Right, right at the end, every time, dude.
Every time,
dude.
I've watched it 100
times. We talked about that last time. Want to have a catch?
Yeah, Dad.
Okay, dude.
All right, well, let's go around. How was everyone's week? Anything worth noting?
You want to start with the guests here?
Yeah, you guys have anything interesting go on recently?
Dan, the most interesting guy in the fucking world.
Oh, here we go, dude. Anyway, nah, nothing, dude. I'm going to save it for my show. Shane used to be the co-host, but I want to announce on Painted Black, dude, that, hey, open session on anybody who wants to try out. Come on, right. Go ahead.
He's taking all
Shane's
comers,
not pulling
dude.
His weight, man. It's not happening anymore.
This motherfucker.
So that's new and exciting right over here in, the high desert of California is a Big Papa podcast needs a new co-host.
I want to ask you a question. It's cool that you guys decided to do a podcast when you're not remotely near each other. So, like, how did it come to be that you guys started that podcast while living in different states and whatnot?
Stan started the podcast. He started it and he did.
That's the end. Story over.
Ta-da.
Yeah. He did, like, 10 or 12, like, really shitty episodes after he'd come on, and it just kind of took off.
If you really want to look back, man.
He's like, Shane, you got to help me, brother.
I did all the logos, everything, man. I fucking,
listen to
here
this.
I come, bro.
Typical fucking female wants to take credit for everything. But anyhow,
right.
The first few episodes were just myself going on my 20-minute, 30-minute rants. And then I'd have Shane on. And we Shane and I have known each other for a long time. We have a good dynamic sometimes. And we usually argue. And we go back and forth. And a lot of people like that. I like that. It makes for a good fucking listen because, dude, if everyone's over here agreeing with each other, that's boring as shit.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people gave me feedback, said, hey, you should have more people on. You know, it's cool to hear you rant, but, you know, get someone else's side of it. And so I was like, you know what? Bring my bro Shane in.
You did it by yourself?
Yeah, I did it by myself for like the first probably 20 episodes.
Wow. I couldn't imagine just sitting here just talking to the mic being like...
Yeah, no, I'm very.
His fucking ego knows no fucking bounds. Don't even worry about it.
But see, he
had it all day.
Here's what really pisses me off. Like in the beginning, man, every episode I have like 500, anywhere between 200 and 500 fucking downloads. And then I introduce Shane, and it's like 20 downloads now every fucking episode.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I mean, I've been looking at it.
Shane brought
all
that.
The stats were flipped, bro. Don't even fucking worry about that, dude.
You know,
Shane, you didn't bring all the Idaho's listeners when.
I don't tell anybody I have a fucking podcast out here. Nobody.
Fucking how can you? A mile between each house. Yeah.
He's selling potatoes out there. Like, yo, listen to my podcast.
You'll fucking hurt the fucking potato crop. Yeah, I don't tell nobody, dude. Yeah.
I believe you get burned as a witch for having an internet show out there.
Right. You'd be a fucking lynch mob outside of my house. A bunch of fucking right wings, dude, with fucking torches and everything.
Yeah. Do the right wings out there, do they put the cloak on the horse, too? Or they go cloakless horse?
Hey, they fucking got armor and shit now, too.
They're going medieval, huh? Fucking,
they're like, they're knights, bro. Come on. They're knights, dude. They're white knights.
Well,
it's like KKKK.
Yeah, they're 4Ks.
They got one extra K out there.
Get the Ku Klux Klan Knights.
See me rolling.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Don't let me go on. Hey, dude, it's been a long fucking week, and I got off work just probably 2 hours ago, and I'm in a bitchy kind of mood. So don't let me rant on. Tell me to shut the fuck up, guys.
No, that's great, man. We love it.
Well, you guys want to get things started? We'll have a little start the scoring, have a gentleman's drink.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no music today, though.
That's fine.
All right.
Because this thing is about to implode.
Yeah, we got a bomb for
next week. I'll get the music on my thing, and we'll just go from there.
Good enough.
But we like to have a gentleman's drink before the show. Where Pete, you want to take that over, host? Like,
okay. This week we have a from local Greenport Harbor Brewery, one of my favorites here on Long Island. Summer Ale. So, Behave Summer Ale. So, cheers, fellas.
Cheers. I will say, though, I'm pretty sure the B is what got the seal.
It's called Behave. I know, I didn't want to say it.
He saw that and was like, woo!
B!
The brain trust on that finally did it.
Yeah. Crack the B code. Right.
Make all that B money, son.
Damn.
But it's good. It's a light, summery thing.
I figured it'd be like more honey, like, you know, more honey flavor. Why else put a bee on the logo?
Yeah. Because it looks cool.
It's like deceptive.
Does it look cool? Bees are cool to you.
Hey, dude, Honey Nut Cheerios are fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, except if you've never eaten any other cereal, like.
Or if you're a Prince fan.
It's a great step up from original.
Bro, you know it's a great cereal? Kix. Love them. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know when you're drunk or.
Grape nuts. Yeah, I like to have a bowl of grape nuts with my grandpa every morning, you know what I mean? Fucking grape nuts.
Just watch the news.
Papa liked the microwave, though, so they're soggy.
With skim milk.
Yes, sir. Powdered, condensed, even.
Condensed. What's condensed milk? Was it different?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like then powdered, I'm saying. Is it different?
Yeah, it's different. It's a gooey liquid.
What?
Like, I guess, concentrate?
Yeah. Gooey, I don't even know enough about it to speak on it.
Do you guys know?
As a poor person, the only thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah, they use it for like baking and shit. Yeah, baking.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I mean, the only thing I've
ever. Stan are fat. We drink that shit occasionally. We'll just drink that shit.
It's like
you guys are all toast and beers. We'll toast some of that condensed milk. You know what I mean? Just fucking.
Off the side. Just all fucking.
I was going to say, I never had condensed milk, but I've had those cheap ass powdered eggs.
Ew. Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
Powdered?
Yeah, it's like.
Like just add water?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Powdered eggs?
It wasn't great.
No, of course it wasn't.
Tasted like it sounds.
Egg shouldn't be powdered.
No.
So it's like a protein powder you eat, more or less, right? That's colored yellow.
Yeah, it's like they freeze-dried the yolks or some shit. I don't know.
They looted eggs, a bit in the county, dude. That sounds like some jail talk right there.
It was definitely government-funded food.
Well, who used to have mayonnaise on his bologna sandwiches as a kid?
Speaking of gross eggs, though, I had a situation at my place. I came home from work the other day, and my whole house smelled. And my fridge had died during the day, and everything in it simultaneously just decided to go bad.
You still on that fish diet?
I had a lot of fish in the...
That's so gnarly, bro.
In the freezer. So it was fish, rotten eggs, rotten milk, a smell I can't quite identify. I think it's some sort of combination.
Why do you have the most perishable refrigerator of all time?
Yeah.
You don't have, like, some sodas in there or something?
I don't drink soda. I had some warm beers.
Some bottled water, an energy drink?
Oh yeah, I did, but they smelled so bad I had to toss everything.
Oh, that's
fucking
terrible.
Nightmare. I got a small place.
Damn.
That was days ago. Still stinks. So my week sucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, so...
Well, I feel better. That was a pick-me-up.
You have to clean up baby shit. You have a whole different... set of stinks.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? My kid, I don't know if he inherited it from me, but man, that kid, he really blasts the shit out there with gusto, you know?
He's a cannon.
With vigor.
Let me ask you guys, because you guys, I know, have multiple children. If your wife, in the middle of the night, was to be like, it's your turn to change the kid, would you guys be like, you know, it's my turn to change the kid?
You want me to take this?
I've fucking done that, yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah.
So, speaking as a guy who fucking wears the pants, nah, dude, bitch, get up.
Of course.
Thank you, Stan. Shane with the weak answer.
There's the answer Brian was looking for.
He says that shit, but he tried that shit one fucking time. One time, and he called me on the phone, said he ain't got fucking pussy in 6 months, bro. She fucking held up, dude.
One time he tried that shit. His fucking wife's going to listen to the show. She ain't going to listen, bro. She doesn't have power over you right now, dude. It's okay, dude. Let it out, bro. Yeah, dude. Shane got 5 kids. I think he knows maybe 2 of their fucking names, dude. That's about it.
I just call them all Bill, dude. Hey, Bill, come here.
That's Uncle Bill coming over.
Come over here.
I just snap. Just snap my fucking fingers, dude. Yeah.
Comes over with a big fat bag of $5 birthday cards. It's like, hey, guys.
Shane always got to bring candy home for a pinata. Every goddamn day is someone's birthday over there.
So Shane, I'm hearing that you're a very fertile person. Like, how many children you got running around over there?
I said 5.
Oh, 5? I missed it. Sorry.
I got 5. Stan's got 3.
Yeah.
Cool. How many? What's the breakdown? Girls, boys?
I got four boys and one girl.
One girl, two boys.
Damn. Four boys. That's a boy. Where does
the girl fall on the pecking order as far as
oldest? She's the second oldest.
Oh, okay.
At least she's got that.
No, if she was youngest, she's fucked.
Yeah, but you can imagine being a guy trying to date her with like four older brothers.
Yeah, that's what my sister has three older brothers, and that poor boyfriend of hers.
Yeah, that's the exact situation at my house.
He got dragged out of the house by his ears once.
I don't think it matters for Shane's fucking clan, dude, because all those boys are fucking bruisers. I bet you one right now has a black eye.
Oh, yeah. There's always one with a black eye. Always.
It doesn't matter, dude. Even the youngest one's probably tough as nails.
No, they go out to the fucking park lately, and they've been coming back all fucking banged up. Like, they won't tell me what the fuck they're doing over there.
Well, the first rule of Fight Club is not to talk about Fight Club.
Exactly. I was going
to
say, isn't it obvious? They got a
fucking Fight Club down the street.
Isn't it fucking obvious?
See, you're raising your kids right, Shane. They're not snitching. Yeah.
Are they making soap on the side? Like, right? That should be your first clue.
His boys, Tyler and Durden, are really roughing each other up.
Why do you got black eyes, children? What black eyes? What are you talking about?
What they've been up to. They just fucking IM Jack's colon, you know, fucking suspicious. I don't understand.
The first rule of Potato Fight Club is, dude, you do not fucking talk about Potato Fight Club.
Yeah. Potato Fight Club.
In Idaho, they literally throw potatoes.
It is potato fights.
Not fists.
There's potatoes all over the mat, dude, because then they use all that mash to make the fucking vodka, dude. It's a process.
It's a self-sustaining culture.
You're in the 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 Idaho vodka country over there in Idaho?
Oh, the fucking vodka's bomb out here.
Not bad.
Potato juice.
The moonshine's good too.
Oh, you got shine out there.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. There's dudes that fucking make shine out here. Yeah.
Like legit shine from a still in the forest.
Fucking legit shit. Yes. Yes, dude. Like
in a jug with three X's on it.
You take a drink of that shit and your butthole fucking turns warm, dude. That's how fucking good. That's how you know it's good moonshine.
Your
fucking butthole turns warm when you take a drink, then it's good, bro.
You take a sip and your glasses fog up. Like, whoa.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's spicy.
Yeah, we've got like.
Fog up, you want to fuck your sister. Dude, that's some good shit out there.
Right?
It's good old living in Idaho, bro.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, though. You start getting on that moonshine, next thing you're doing fucking huffing ether, and it just fucking goes downhill from there, dude.
Yeah, once you get the bottle drugs, it's just, you know, it's the end.
Right.
Well, let's get this going proper here. So from this point out, I'm going to start scoring everybody. I threw out a couple points in that intro there.
Oh, cool.
But you know how it works. Mm-hmm. Get a funny comment, you get a point. Not funny comment, you get a dong. Winner gets the belt at the end. Mm-hmm. Let's jump right in. Do a little news.
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
So glad he came back from the dead to do that for us.
That was so kind of him.
Yeah.
Tempted him with Slim Jims and Miss Elizabeth.
Right. We couldn't hear any of that.
Yeah, I didn't hear it that time. Last time I was on, I heard all your guys' music. I heard the intro, I think it was, and then usually your musical segments in there.
Did you hear the initial segment, the previously on?
Nope, nothing.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Shit.
Maybe it's got to do with the video this time.
I'd hate to. I just wanted to bring that up before. Hopefully, you guys are actually recording it.
Yeah,
you
know, we got it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll check it.
I mean, that's not the worst thing to have happen in a podcast. We could just go and add those later.
Yeah, we could drop it in post, though. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go.
All right, let's start with this story. We got an ass slapping bandit. Upstate Poughkeepsie, New York.
It's me. I did it.
Finally. Breaking news. We got him. Lock the door, Lou.
You didn't finish the story, dude. Talk about some dude just fucking ass plowing dudes on the street. I got it.
A furry Italian man named Brian is in trouble for pounding dude butt.
I don't pound. You got to spit on your hand first before you pop it in.
here's the real story. So, there was a 17-year-old girl jogging down the street. Car pulls up. Dude runs out of the car, smacks her ass, gets back in the car, and runs away.
Did he ghost ride?
No.
That would have been epic.
That would have been
fucking the most epic ghost ride of all time.
That's next level shit.
He got out and smacked her ass?
Smacked her ass. Gave her a good hard wallop, got back in, escaped. Cops were notified, started noticing a trend here that this was happening all over town. They finally caught the guy in the act.
Red-handed?
Ray?
Yeah.
Literally.
They spotted his pickup truck on the side of the road as he was talking to an elderly woman and then slapping her ass.
See, I respect that, man.
So they didn't.
I thought the guy was a pervert.
Fucking send a cop undercover, like a little fucking ass slap sting.
Yeah, right.
Get Murphy out here. He's got the biggest ass in the force.
It's a well known fact that in Poughkeepsie, New York, they just don't have enough juicy asses on the force.
Yeah. This is a very white town. We don't got any donkeys. Right.
Another but fucking flat pancake butt over there. Huh? Okay. Yeah.
That's why he was slapping grandma asses in there over there. That's the best they had.
She had some curves.
Just a good old gilf. They're just taking a jog.
Is this a black man? I have to know. Out of sheer curiosity, what nationality was this dude?
There's no photo of him, but his last name I have here is Martini.
What? That's black.
You think?
Martini?
What's his first name?
I'm looking for it. It's not...
Olive.
Olive. Dirty.
Dirty?
Middle name.
Dirty Martini.
U-U-U-R-T-Y. Dirty.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. It's William Martini the Fourth.
That's definitely
the
black.
Fourth.
The Fourth. Fourth.
You think so?
That's pretty telling.
I don't know. The Fourth sounds pretty regal.
They probably added that. That's not really the fourth one of them.
Any guy I've ever known who had like the third or the fourth has always been a black guy.
I mean, in my personal experience, other than like George Foreman,
or like King of England,
right?
We had a buddy James Ford the Third. He was a black dude.
That's kind
of the name drop there.
All right, I guess
he went all black power.
He hung out with too many white people to be too black. Like,
yeah, but I heard he's all Malcolm X now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's making up for it, even.
Yeah.
Did in high school.
You got the black guilt, dude? The black guilt.
You got the black guilt.
Yeah. Back in the day, there was a big problem between the white kids and the black kids at the school because of a girl. And he was on our side. And I guess he felt, and later in life, he's like, man, I can't believe I sided with the white boys.
Yeah. Need to make amends.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got this guy. They got Martini.
Oh, yeah.
Good old dirty Martini.
What kind of sentence does that hold?
Well, I was going to ask you. What do you think? He's got a cash bail. What do you think the number is?
Like,
is it a misdemeanor?
It's got to be a misdemeanor. It can't be a felony.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This PC culture anymore, dude. That could be sexual assault, fucking lewd and lascivious acts, dude. If he hit somebody under the age, dude, you know what I mean?
Let me sweeten the pot here just so you know. He was also taken in because he had an unregistered revolver on him.
That's a black guy.
Fucking A, he did.
I'm teetering between maybe Hispanic. I don't know.
Was he wearing sweatpants and shit? Were they in his sweatpants? Fucking, that'll tell it all right there.
It was a velour jumpsuit.
It was a purple crushed velvet ensemble with leopard.
He was wearing the LA gears with the lights in the bottom.
I'm gonna go 50,000 for bail.
50,000.
Fuck. I'm going fucking 500 bucks.
500.
I'm going 501.
Oh,
price is right.
I'm gonna say, give me 10 grand.
I hope it's 500. I think it's
Lou's the closest. It was actually 20.
20.
20 grand
for just giving salutes out.
Yeah, for showing grandma some love.
Well, you can't be slapping her too hard. She might break a hip or something. You know?
Maybe if he had like a blue ribbon in that hand. So at least they knew they were getting some kind of acknowledgement for having.
Could you imagine that?
Like, award-winning booty.
Would a girl be mad at that if she got slapped in the ass, but when she turned around, blue ribbon number one was on it? It was like,
you'd be forgiven immediately.
She'd run home and tell her guy, be like, you know what?
Off the hook.
Just took a little jog, number one booty out there.
Yeah, best in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to Red Lobster tonight.
Mm-hmm. Got junk in my trunk. No, going to Sizzler. We going Sizzler.
All right, let's move on to the next story. Stan, these next two stories I brought specifically for you because
for
these
me.
Were things that we discussed when we were on your show.
Beautiful.
Mainly how checked out people are with the stupid cell phones.
All right.
So are you aware of Snapchat?
Yes.
And the filters they have on them?
He's on it right
He's
now.
He's on it right now.
He's snapping the stick.
Saying like 20 fucking butthole pics. Because everyone says dick pics, but no one's showing that fucking brown eye, dude. I'm trying.
We heard a little bit about
that. That three-mold brown eye. That three moles, bro.
The hemorrhoids on there, dude. That's what's up right there.
He said it looked like the Predators.
The aiming
the Predator
price.
Sites. It's like, yo, look for that telltale shimmer. I think somebody's aiming at your butthole.
Yo, brown predator is aiming at you.
Sexual predator.
Sexual predator.
He's got a Yo, forever hard on.
Dude, do you think there's a planet of those?
I mean, there's
putting gotta, girl, like putting people on the planet, running them down, raping them.
There's got to be at least one of those guys who's just a deviant. He don't give a fuck about killing.
Well, no, but seriously, I think we should just delve deep into just real quick into the
predator.
I mean,
they're wearing fucking fishnets all the time.
True that.
They are. And their mouths look like hard vagina monsters.
Yeah. Let me just say this real quick. If they have a whole planet, like the last Predator movie, they had a whole planet where they hunted people, right?
Yeah.
You got to imagine like the sexually depraved predators have a whole planet where they like run down people and rape them. Like
just
of all.
The retarded predators. They didn't quite grasp that idea. They just dry hump everybody when they catch them.
You're one ugly motherfucker. Yeah.
The fucking retarded
That's
predator.
One ugly fucking hard on.
Just horrible humping predators that are retard strong.
Yeah, man. That's his Bill the Predator, man. Don't mind him. He just.
His parents were cousins. His
parents weren't right.
Man, if the booty is too strong, they just self-destruct.
Yeah. That's how they come. Yeah.
Could you imagine that? That's got to be a great load. It's just like, mar, 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 mar.
Oh, my God.
Really cleanses awesome. The system, clears the pipes out.
Oh, that predator died a hero. Oh.
My big problem with the Predator movies was that the first one was boss, right? But the second one, Danny Glover, 80s Arnold, barely escaped with a team
of
commandos.
Whoa, dude. That's fucking Sergeant Murtaugh, dude. Come on.
But he was already too old for that shit.
Dude. Murtaugh, dude. It's like, oh, Gary Busey, Bill Paxton, and motherfucking, was it Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Over Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse Ventura, and then like just all the muscle.
Carl
ever.
Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Apollo Creed. Come
yeah.
on.
Uh huh.
Dude, then Arnold Schwarzenegger barely got out alive, and you're gonna tell me Danny Glover? And
oh, then it got worse because Adrian Brody had a run at it. They just kept getting skinnier.
That one was fucking terrible.
I couldn't get past his beak the whole time. Like, dude, that shit should have been shot off like 12 fucking times.
Right? That's already. A sniper's wet dream.
Dude, why is the piano killing the predators?
Like, what the fuck is this retard from the village doing out here, dude? Wrong fucking movie.
He walked past the next village, and it was the predator world. Oh, God.
He goes one more village down, and it's those sexual predators.
Sexual predators.
They're throwing Topher Grace on that one, too. Like, really? You throw the kid from That 70s Show on that bitch, dude? Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg's going to be in the new one.
Is he really?
No, but right? You believed me for a second, didn't you?
He was Lex Luthor like a month ago, right?
Sadly, yes. Dude. Let's not talk about that.
It's like, oh, you
Let's
know.
Let's not.
I'm in a good mood.
You Let's know who embodies Lex Luthor? Jesse Eisenberg, the redheaded little Jew kid.
Yeah, right. The kid with asthma right? from Zombieland.
Yeah, yeah
right.
When I saw that, all I could think is they fucking finally got it right. They finally fucking got it right.
Yeah, I do.
Well, if that movie taught me anything, if you like characters, they nailed those characters.
Batman if you have great imagination, you'll love Batman versus Superman. Yeah.
Anyway, let's get back
to
Snapchat.
I know you have. Sorry, Brian. Or sorry, Pete. I know you don't want to talk about that.
Nah, I just got to move it along. It makes me sad.
Hmm.
Depressing. Captain America will make everything better.
It looks good.
It does. Anyway, Snapchat. So Snapchat has these filters. You see them all the time now. People doing the face swapping, which is the most annoying thing in the world.
I'm ready for that to be over.
Apparently, they have a filter that measures how fast you're going. Like, if you're in a passenger in a car, you could use it and snap, like, I'm going 80. I don't know the point of this.
Could you use it like Steve Lemmy did in Super Troopers and just, like see how fast you're jerking it?
Probably.
Right?
Nice.
You probably can do that.
That's how Stan would use it. He's already used it.
What other application is there? I mean, you were just discussing it. Like, what else?
Well, here's the next logical step in this. So a guy is pulling onto a highway. And he's smashed into by a car going over 100 miles an hour.
Dead,
with a Snapchat just released from the person driving the other car going 110.
Oof.
Oh, God.
And here's the kicker for the worst part of it.
The car blew up on impact?
Everyone survived.
No way.
They're all fucked up.
Yeah.
They're all fucked up. This girl who was Snapchatting while driving still managed to take a selfie on the stretcher and Snapchat it out with the quote, "Lucky to be alive."
Look,
phone down, you cunt.
Oh my God. You know what's really sad is they're going to Snapchat how fast their fucking wheelchairs go now after this shit.
Oh, you
still
know
don't fucking learn your fucking lesson, you mutts.
Ooh, they're going to face swap their busted up faces.
I'm so pissed at that shit, man.
Dude, how did they survive? They couldn't have been going 110. I've been going, when I was young, like 20s, I went like 100 something miles an hour. There's no way you're walking out of that car, man.
When the car hit, the speed was 107.
Bro, hitting...
What car? What kind of car? So I know which the fucking
Hummer,
kind of car
bro,
to buy
like
my kids.
With a rocket on it.
Let's see. This was Atlanta, Georgia. I'm looking. Talk amongst yourselves.
It must have been like a real good like Cadillac hit a fucking Prius or something like that.
I can't tell what the car is because it is
it was a Fiat and a Mini Cooper. It was
a smart car and a scooter.
Dude,
right?
Hitting a...
It was a Vespa and a contractor.
A car going that fast hitting another car, it should be like crashing into the Death Star, man. It should be like...
Yeah, it just fucking explode, yeah.
I don't see it. There's a picture of the car, but it looks like a folded up Slinky, so can't really tell. It's definitely a
see,
little...
That's one of my main concerns. Like, I got a fucking teenage daughter. She's about to be fucking getting her license, and I know she's going to pull some stupid shit like that. I just fucking know it.
Oh, man.
Be fucking raising right, very... Dad. Jesus Christ.
Not to raise him right. Yeah, fuck you.
That's got to be scary, because I know as I was a teenager, man, like, and I was a maniac. I was going like 100 miles an hour like a dick all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going 100 miles per hour too, bro, but I didn't have a fucking vehicle. But yeah, anyway. Someone liked the meth.
It's like, whoa, yeah, man, there's a guy running outside that's beating my car, man.
Well, oh, that's fucking terrible.
Also, back then, none of us had, you know, smartphones.
True.
That could play videos
that's the
and
fucking
send messages.
Problem, yeah.
It was even harder to text. You had to do, like if you wanted, like, a J, you had to hit it three times. The digital phones.
Anyway.
The only thing I could ever text was boobs on my fucking pager. That's about it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
He'd text that to his mom's pager. Boobs to his mom's pager.
Boobs.
Oh, ha, ha, Stan.
That's my little me hole.
All right, let's move on from that one to this next one. Story out of Germany. Along the same lines. A city in Germany has taken steps now to ensure that accidents, like people on their phones, don't just wander into a crosswalk anymore and get hit by a car. So they've
rounded up all the Jews.
Right, step one. That's fucking always step one, guys.
Yeah, when asked, German officials said
the oven first.
German officials said that's just how we start.
That oven's been on low for fucking years, dude. They just gotta crank it up a little bit, dude.
It's been preheating.
They're just like dusting out Auschwitz. It's like, hey, let's reanimate this place, man.
Anyway, in order to stop people from wandering into traffic, they've taken all traffic lights and put a second traffic light on the ground. That way, when you're walking down the street looking down at your phone, you can't help but see a traffic light and know
Jesus
that there's a red.
Christ.
How sad is this fucking world?
Is that a huge problem, getting hit by cars while looking at your phone?
People do that all the time. We do a story a week on this shit.
True.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what? I can... Real brief. We went to the mall for eyeglasses, and literally this girl is staring right at her phone, just walks right into the parking lot, almost walks right into us, and she's like, oh, excuse me, and then just to look up real fast, note like she was about to bump into us, then look right back down and kept walking through a fucking parking lot. And it's like, that lady's going to get hit by a fucking car. No one pays attention.
Yeah, she's not long for this world. Don't worry about it.
Natural selection.
It'll sort itself out, right?
Hopefully. You think so. You would hope so. But then you have these fucking cunts in Germany doing this shit. Like, oh, let's keep everybody alive. Well, fucking let them die.
Hey, look, I think Germany owes a couple of lives, all right? Stan, let them save a couple.
Well, look, if you get hit by a car, you're clearly not an Uberman.
They are in the red, brother. I mean, there's a lot of deaths over there.
Trying to buy back some of that karma.
It's like, sorry for the 20th century, everyone. We were a little out of our minds.
Well, if they really wanted to correct it, they should start in Poland and then go on and so forth. Not in their fucking country, man. That's bullshit.
Hey, it starts within, bro. Change comes from within, buddy.
Yeah, kill yourself, too.
All right, let's get off of cell phones for a minute and talk about Australia. By the way, I want to thank Gareth again. Gareth's Random Ramblings. It's a hard name to say, but he's a funny guy.
You might as well give
a
shout out.
Show.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Yeah, that was really good, man.
You might as well give a couple shout outs to our podcast friends and while we're doing that.
Well, we got Big Papa right here. So
thank you, Big Papa.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
And all the shows. They all know who they are. Cosm Earth, Offensive Line.
Bold and Belligerent.
Bold and Belligerent Lo-Fi Show.
Boo.
Hold on. But this story, we were discussing the conditions of Australia, how it's a horrible wasteland, a Mad Max dystopia.
I saw Fury Road, another deal.
Yeah. War boys everywhere. Mm-hmm. So there was a guy who used a port-a-john in Sydney this week, and his dick got bit by a red-back spider.
That's got to be fucking frightening.
Jesus Christ.
You know what a redback is?
No.
Probably a bad one.
It's a basically a black widow.
Oh, God.
Bit his dick.
Well, how did he bit his dick? Yeah, how did it bite
that's
his dick?
The thing.
He sat down on the john.
Shit.
Yep. He tucked it in. Spider's under the rim. Pop, got it.
Tucked it in.
You never fucking tuck in porta potties, dude. You just don't do it, man. That's fucking cardinal rule right there.
Well, clearly, you get spider bites.
Rule one.
You do.
Rule one, don't take a dump in a porta potty. That's like.
There you go. Even better. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to take a shit in a porta potty, dude.
No.
Sometimes you got to do it.
Shane, that is not the case.
Clamp those cheeks, dude, and make it home.
Yeah.
You fight the good fight. You clamp those fucking butt cheeks, dude, and you haul ass. You go 107. Yeah. To fucking
sometimes it's an emergency. You just gotta take a shit in that fucking porta potty, dude.
Then you hover.
You convince the Indian guy at 7-Eleven, just please let you take a dump. You'll buy the big, big Rice Krispie treat. Right?
Buy the fucking, that fucking 3-pound fucking Reese's peanut butter cup.
It's like, bro, I'll buy the 55-pound thing of Hershey's chocolate. Just please, I got a deuce.
Oh my gosh, I refuse to, man. I work construction. I refuse to. I'd probably sooner shit my pants than to sit down on one of those things, even hover, especially in the summertime, man.
Those job site ones are fucking terrible, man. You got like 100 dudes shitting in a porta potty in the summertime. Fucking terrible, dude.
I know on your show that you were talking to Tish about like a was it a go girl where you pee in a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you invent like a go guy where you poop in a porta potty with like a slide or something like that?
It's an inflatable slide.
Yeah, it's like an oiled up slide. It's like whoosh, right down.
The poo flume.
Yeah, the poo flume.
It's the poop shoot. It's literally the poop.
The poop shoot. The poop shoot.
There it is.
Kickstart that son of a bitch, dude. From the makers of Go Girl, it's the poop shoot.
From the makers of Go Girl, it's the poop shoot. Have you ever been in just not wanting to sit on a toilet? Well, here's a slide that blows up that you can poop in.
Make them disposable, though. You don't want to bring that home.
Never shit standing or sitting down again. Yeah. Never shit sitting down again.
You know what? Get it. Make it like those emergency rafts where you pull the cord.
Shit in a three-point stance with the poo flute. With the poop shoot.
Yeah. Just get in superhero stance and let it go.
Right.
That's it. We got something there, you guys. Let's start that Kickstarter. Let's fucking do it, man.
The poop shoot brought to you by Big Papa Podcast and Painted Black.
Also, see? Snowballs.
Snowballs.
Got to throw loose some love on that one.
Oh, yeah. Icy cold nuts.
All right, let's get off of that. That guy lived, by the way, but his dick's all jacked up.
I bet his dick's mangled, bro. It looks like he put it.
Hey, so what? What? I mean, I don't know if you guys know or not, because what happens, though, if you get bit by one of those fucking spiders? Because I don't know if the recluse is over there in New York, but the brown recluse.
Definitely.
Yeah, we got him.
The nasty motherfucker.
Skin.
Yeah, that's some arachnophobia shit. Two spiders came together to make one, dude.
That's like if you're. They always say like in the springtime, it's like you're messing with your shed, man. Wear
call
gloves.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Dan Connor's gonna fucking save the day with that shit, dude.
The king of plaid.
No, but basically, this guy's lucky because in the past couple decades, we've had anti-venom for this thing.
Epidemic of brown spiders.
So they were able to save him.
His dick must look like Play-Doh, man. Like
it caused swelling and gangrene and all sorts of shit. So they're
Play-Doh.
They're just lucky they caught that in time.
Probably looks like the Toxic Avenger.
It's a bubbly penis.
Right, it's all healed up, but all discolored and fucking yeah.
You ever see Ghostbusters 2 when that slime was going crazy? Yeah. It's like that.
Holy shit.
All right, let's do a slightly funnier story, I guess. Couple in England from Birmingham, I believe. Birmingham, England. Book a trip to Vegas. Pack all their bags. Spend £1,200. I don't know what that translates to. I'm not good with that.
It's like $200.
$10.
They get to $10. Ten bucks and a song.
Two Viking chips.
A rupee, a shilling, and a hay penny.
A buffalo nickel and a bag of cardboard. I don't know.
$1.50 and some envelopes.
Some Mike and Ike's and a bottle of water.
Some bits of string, right. A button, and a bobby pin.
A jawbreaker, some silly string, and a robot. I don't know.
A robot? Stamps.
You really upped it at the end there.
Yeah.
They were just bargain basement things until the robot came in. All right. So
anyway, so they get to the airport, and they realize that they fucked up. The moral of this story... Read a little deeper when you're booking a flight, because they booked their flight from Birmingham, Alabama to Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
Not Birmingham, England.
Time out. So when they got that, like, $200 flight, they were like, yeah, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't click that button quick enough.
Mm-hmm. Expedia.com, bud.
Click, click. They ruined that holiday.
So they went to Alabama?
No.
No, I get it. They went from Alabama.
How the fuck would they do that? Get in the TARDIS? Come on.
They got in the Nina the Pinta.
They fucking spent the whole weekend thinking that fucking was England, dude.
Wow.
All right, let's do a local New York story here. Life in New York. Dude is walking down the street. Gets into a subway, waiting for his train. Guy runs up, punches him in the face real hard. His reasoning? He goes, that's what you get for looking like Shia LaBeouf.
Can't argue that.
I also know Shia LaBeouf needs to watch his back. People are throwing haymakers at picture? People who look like him.
What do you think? Looks like him? Is there a resemblance?
Got the old bad eyesight.
You know, maybe if I was drinking.
That guy looks like Shia LaBeouf with a black eye.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is for Transformers, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can see that.
Eagle Eye sucked. Right. Why would you post that you got sucker punched, though? Like.
Well, because the reason is amazing.
Man, I was minding my own business, and some guy just gave me the business.
The guy who punched him was described as a 6 foot or 6 foot three muscular white frat boy.
Oh, my God. He got decimated by a big dude.
Damn.
Right? Big guy.
Just
yeah, fucking Stan was in town, dude. That's what he does.
It was like easy. That. It was like that punch from Snatch, bro. He just fucking uplifted him off his feet. Just vertical through the air, bro.
So I haven't really been titling these stories, but this next one I gave the title for you that he should have tried a Goomba stomp.
Definitely. That's the way to go.
Army of midgets.
Not a midget.
Pit bulls.
Can I just ask Shane and Stan real quick, what's your opinion on fighting midgets? Like, how many do you think you could take at once?
I am so glad you brought this up, dude, because I tweeted out that there's no way in hell you could defeat the fucking Shire, dude. You're tripping out, bro. Those hobbits would fucking beat the fuck out of
them.
They're Stan, sturdy.
Stan, this isn't a
walk. You seen iZombie where they all climb the fucking wall, dude? That's what the fucking midgets are going to do to you, dude. Swore, bro.
Stan, have you ever... it's not a walking contest, bro. We're talking about a fight here, a street fight. All right? Those bitches ain't fighting nothing.
How many you versus 30 midgets?
I'm good.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't have to Goomba stomp.
Hang on. You know that when you Goomba stomp, you're not going to automatically bounce back up, right?
You're not Mario.
You know who's not going to bounce back up? The midget I stomp.
You're going to slip on his entrails and then you're done.
Yeah, they're going to swarm you like fire ants.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I won't just get right back up and start annihilating.
They're going to cover your body real quick. Within 5 seconds, nothing but bones.
Just leave bones.
I've said this before, but please, anybody listening who's a fucking midget or little person, whatever you want to be called.
Midget, Stan, you got it right.
Yeah, pretty sure I got it right, too. Come on, dude. You're God's little punchlines. You got it.
Bro, they can't scratch their noses. They got little arms. Well, what are they going to do to me?
All right, well, if you're listening and you are a midget, we want to set up a little, I don't know, charity match.
Charity?
That's your pay-per-view right there, man. Forget about your Mixler live show. Just Brian versus the fucking Shire, man.
Yes. I want that so bad.
Yo, I actually...
Just set up a ring in the backyard?
A bachelor party for one of my friends. I found a website where you could do just like crazy insulting things to midgets. Like, they don't care, man. I don't think they got the chutzpah to fight me. I'm calling them out.
Maybe a one or two, but they're like wolves. They go in packs, man.
Wolves?
They're like wolves.
You're the first person to ever describe
large
midgets
packs.
As wolves, bro. Like, they're not wolves.
They stick together.
I can't agree with the wolves thing, but I'm thinking, I don't know, man.
Right? Stan calls out midgets, too. He hates them. Yeah.
I don't fucking
fight them right now.
I don't hate them. It's just that I don't respect
them.
I
think you're right, because they take a lot of shit. We knew a guy growing up that was a fucking midget. We called him fucking Midget Matt. And he fucking didn't say shit.
What was he going to do?
Bite your ankle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, to be fair, he couldn't really hear us because we're normal height. He's like, fuck. Yo, he just thinks it's thunder, dude. It's the gods have spoken.
I just love watching that guy trying to drink a fucking 40, dude.
Hey, guys.
Jesus is talking to me, dude. Like, nah, bro, let's just stand, dude. Relax.
That's how people start believing in Zeus.
Yo, hey, guys, you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese? Nah, man, tall people talking over here. Shut the fuck up. You go where we bring you.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
But yeah, but anyway, yeah. I take a midget.
I don't know. I don't know, Brian. What do you do for a living?
What do I? I'm a sales rep slash.
He changes copy toner.
So what did the midget say? It's an army of fucking like circus midgets, dude, who are doing crazy acrobats. How are you gonna defeat that, dude?
How high can a midget
flip? Fucking, yeah.
My knees or something. I work with a midget, and I saw little footprints on a toilet when they went to go pee. So I'm not getting beat by that. I don't know what it is. Not getting beat by.
He's always pushing that motherfucker.
They're obviously good
a little cherub, dude, just sitting there pissing on the toilet. Yeah.
Like, look, because people don't give a shit about midgets. God. Like, even the small toilet's not small enough for them, you know. So like, they gotta hop up in the handicap toilet and just take a leak like a normal person, but on a toilet.
Go to fucking hell, dude. All right.
Oh my god, dude. Shit.
I don't know how we got on this. This story has nothing to do with midgets.
I thought we were talking about the Shire, right? Like,
No, man.
You asked if you could take on midgets or what we thought about midgets. I'm just thinking, I don't know. I'm a big dude. I don't think I could take 30 on. Dan, maybe.
Stan, what's the minimum amount of midgets you think that would overcome you?
I would say 7 to 10.
I got them easy. I don't know. I think you got them easy,
dude,
too.
If they come in fucking waves, dude.
They got you. They tire you out.
Wear you down.
Think about, dude, one of them's going to get that lucky shot straight to the fucking cojones, dude. And yes. I mean, and then imagine that, another one after that.
Okay, but another, okay.
Or maybe they do the whole trickery and one, like, goes behind you.
Trickery,
and he's like, they're a little clever, okay. Sorcerer, a little bastard.
No, let's just say they knock you to the ground, right? And then what? Their little hands are doing what? What are they doing? Like,
speed. Hey, those size fucking 3 shoes could hurt your fucking ears, dude.
They can't even drag me by my legs because they can't reach around my ankles. So it's like, what are you doing? So I'm going to get right back up and just start throwing haymakers from like 6 feet.
I love your confidence, dude. You know what, Brian, dude, later on, I want to be confident enough to be like, yeah, I'll decimate 30 fucking midgets.
That's not confidence, Stan. That's natural selection, brother. I'm not, you can pit me against like 30 eagles. I think I'd take them out too.
fuck that.
No way.
Fuck that.
Oh, I mean, my God. I wouldn't even give you one eagle.
I have a shotgun. I'll go right there. Chop.
Oh, well. I think you're going barehanded.
Yeah, now you're cheating.
Even against American barehanded, what are you going to do, eagle. Feather me up? Like, stop it.
They got claws, you yeah. dumbass.
I'm going to punch one in the head and then Goomba stomp it. Bah, dead.
This dead. Motherfucker.
Maybe I get a power-up. I don't know. Cat,
dude. Well, let's do this news story, see how you'd fare.
I just want to mention that Brian is also the dude who said he could take Mayweather.
Yes, he did say that.
No, I didn't say in a boxing match. I just said I would get in a bear hug and then lay on him. And then eventually, I think I'd win. I'd pin him.
He would never get to that.
I think if he came near me, he was his reach. You got to look at his reach.
Dude, he's not very spry.
Yeah. To win the
all
fight.
All right. We get it, Brian. You are the
invincible.
The alpha and the omega.
This fucker
thinks he's Galactus.
No, I would lose a fair fight. Don't get me wrong.
Brian, eater of worlds.
What color would the midgets be? Are these white midgets? Are these black midgets? Are these Asian midgets?
Well, hopefully they're Asian midgets.
They'll cut you.
Because I wouldn't feel bad about it. I'd be like, ah, dead.
Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't feel
oh, shit.
About
bad.
All right, let's do this fucking story. Mm-hmm. Enough of your power fantasies against midgets.
Power fantasies? I'm just saying that in a fair fight, I'd lose.
I get it. You talk about this every week now. You're fixated. Brian wants two things in this world: a robot to fuck and a midget to kill.
That's not much.
No, you forgot about the kangaroos or the giant dongers, man.
That's true.
Look, Stan, I don't want that. I'm afraid of that. That's the scary side of hopping dong.
They'll Goomba stomp you.
And yeah.
Then teabag you.
I would not be able to take one big dick kangaroo. I'm going to say that right now.
It's a fucking rat. It's just a jumping rat.
That's
I would think I could take on more kangaroos than midgets.
That's what Sylvester thought until he got beat up.
Those things are
that
fucking
shit's only
diesel,
on Tom and Jerry,
man.
Son.
What about a beaver?
Like, I don't know. They got big teeth. That probably chopped me up, man.
I guess because that's what happened to this guy.
Oh, yeah. Chewed by a beaver.
So this guy, he's in Latvia, one of our favorite countries to mock. This guy's name was Sergei.
Of course.
He's walking down the street. Beaver jumps out of the woods, bites his calf, takes him to the ground. Every time this guy tries to get back up, beaver bites him. So he's just like trapped, being held hostage by a fucking beaver. So he calls the cops. Cops don't believe his story. Like, it's a fucking beaver.
That's unfortunate.
That's bullshit. Guy. So he calls his friend. His friend's like, shut the fuck up, Sergei. It's a beaver. Calls the cops again. They're starting to get mad at him. Calls his friend again. His friend's like, fine, I'll come pick you up. He's driving to save Sergei. Cops pull over the friend. Friend goes, my friend Sergei's being attacked by a beaver. And they go, shut the fuck up. And they arrest the friend for speeding.
So what happened to the guy with the beaver?
He was just slowly eaten.
He perished. He's dead. Right? He's part of a dam now.
Yeah. After the police had they breathalyzed the friend and did all that, they finally took him to his friend to find him at the mercy of a fucking beaver.
Sans knees.
If I was told that my friend went down to some beaver, I definitely wouldn't think it'd be the animal. I'd be like, oh man, he's got alimony or something. Like, all right.
Got the syphilis.
Hey, but I don't know about that, man. You got time to fucking make all those phone calls?
Well, the beaver was just kind of circling him and, like, attacking him at a sudden move is what I'm getting from this.
Okay.
He very slowly called his buddies, like, you gotta help me.
Yeah, this right?
A beaver, brother.
It's a fucking woodchuck.
Hear that 911 call, dude. I would love to hear that.
Call the police.
I have 911 in fucking the Eastern Block.
Whatever, R23, whatever the fuck it is.
R23?
R2, yeah, R2K.
Backwards R23. 0A.
They dial letters instead of numbers.
All right, we got one more story. Let's just do that. This is a big. I was amused by a different part of the story. The actual story is, people are upset. Big surprise. I'm waiting for this thing to load up. So it's one of these porn sites, these porn streaming sites, Pornhub. They have a new deal for your phone where you text them an emoji. And they send you corresponding porn.
Like Domino's with pizza?
Similar. They send it right to your phone. An example that people are pissed off about is that if you want Latina porn, you send a taco emoji.
Well, obviously, yeah.
But some
makes sense. It does make sense. Yeah.
Some of these are pretty funny.
You can send like a pinata emoji, just whatever, you know?
It's like some watermelon.
Fucking lowrider.
No, the reason people are pissed is if you want like Asian porn... You send a Japanese flag emoji. You want a black ebony porn. You send the little black girl face emoji. And then it gets funny. If you want lesbians, a pair of scissors.
I thought the color okay, black. Okay.
If you want gay porn, some cross swords.
All right.
If you want, yeah. And it goes on like this. Interracial, a yin yang.
Is that easier than
pretty
just,
clever.
Just clicking like whatever you need, like... Whatever gets you off?
No, this is retarded is what it is.
What's the fucking big black woman one? What's the BBW?
It's a big piece of fried chicken.
Like, he fucking, yeah. He,
it's watermelon pants, and fried chicken.
That one they get racist on,
yeah. Fried chicken.
Let's see. We got it. Big ass is a peach.
It's a picture of Frederick Douglass. It's just...
I don't see BBW. I see everything else. Cream pie is obviously a slice of cake. Bondage is a zipper. Big tits are actual melons. You send them pictures of melons.
That sounds good.
But yeah, so...
Basically just the one, huh?
Well, it's a taco. You go with a taco. There's double. That's double entendre.
I mean, can we get like a bowl of spaghetti for the Italians or...
We'll put it to a vote with the
there's
Latinos,
such a thing
right?
It's like an Italian fetish?
I mean, there must be.
Italian fetish?
For people who like hairy women.
Who don't shut up.
Right.
Who remind you they're Italian every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Fucking push down right. Their fucking knees.
What's the matter you, Lou?
Why ain't no eat of the pussy, huh?
Lou's a guy that holds his nose and gives like a little lick, like a.
And then he pops up and goes, that's a spicy meatball.
Lou eats pussy shit. Like he dives. He like holds his nose, bro.
Squints his eyes real tight. All right, that's it for that. People got real upset. Like, I thought porn companies had a pass with the whole racism thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently not anymore.
No way, man. Dude, they have, like, weird websites. Like, they, like, any ethnic website, they just basically say, like black chicks, like ghetto gaggers or something like that. Like, they don't give a fuck.
We know where Brian's subscriptions are.
Uh-huh.
Pulled that one out real quick.
I didn't know. Come on. You don't pay for the black porn, you fuck. You get that shit for free, son.
Fucking world star.
Yo. World star. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Let's cut that off there. That's enough news for today. Let's take a quick break, and we'll do some games. Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on PodcastLine because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show. All right, we're back. So, as usual, check out all our friends, other podcasts, hashtag Potter and Family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Potter Family.
Yeah, we know how Big Papa loves that shit.
Well, but I respect it because
there's great shows. No, there's great shows on there, man. You guys, I'm not going to shit on it. Dude, there are. I listened to like three of them.
No, but I respect it because you won't just say like that you like something without hearing it first. So like I took that approach in a lot of senses where like I won't just jock the podcast until I'm like, all right, yeah, I've listened to some shows.
And we met some cool people.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's awesome.
I've been appreciating
it. No, your last guest, man, that was funny. I was listening to it two nights ago. Mm-hmm. And when you guys are going on about, what was it, the dingoes, I think. Oh, just had me rolling, man.
Yeah, man. She brought dingoes to the baby. That was great. Baby.
Yeah, right? That's what it was. Like, she brought dingoes or babies to the dingoes. Like, what the fuck? I started dying. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, he was a good guest. He was a funny guy. You guys want to do a movie game?
Hey, turn that shit off.
So glad you're here, Shane. You suck at it.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your support, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We got to give him the heads up.
Yeah. Was it?
He played the theme without thinking. It was like, oh, yeah, they can't hear it.
Luke, could you edit that out and we'll play it again?
Nah, I'll just keep it.
That's a lazy motherfucker, man. That is a lazy.
People love that.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I didn't know you were playing it. I'm sorry.
No, I don't give a shit.
That's on our end.
I'm more disappointed in Luke. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Shut up.
All right. So here's how the game works. I'm going to give you an actor, I'm going to give you a genre of movie, and I'm going to give you an item to incorporate in, and you're going to give me the plot of this movie. And as usual,
fuck,
I base these on what movies are coming out this week. So this week, we got for our first one, we got a twofer, because the movie Keanu is out, one that I want to see.
Right. That looks good, man.
It stars Key and Peele, mm-hmm. who I was a big fan of their show. So I want both those guys in a war movie involving a katana blade.
A fucking katana blade.
All right. I'm going to say that this is a WW2, and they are going like super racist with this shit. Where they get the big squinty eyes and the Coke bottle glasses. And
rice
big
patty hat.
Yeah.
Fu Manchus.
And so, there are a couple of Japs just trying to kill American scum, you know? And they're doing it in hilarious
fashion.
They're
in whiteface?
They're playing the Japanese?
Yes. How else are you going to laugh?
Okay.
You know? And so they're just a bunch of bumbling idiots, you know? Slipping and sliding all over the place trying to kill the American dog. It's not working out. Eventually,
you love that sound.
Yep. Eventually they get assimilated into American culture. They love it. They rob America. By the end.
I was thinking about this.
We rob a baseball now.
I was thinking about this earlier. You ever see the old, like the original Get Smart?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the old, old
long
show.
Long black and white time ago.
I remember the first episode I ever thought saw of that show back when it was like on syndication or something. And how fucking racist that whole episode was. It was all about finding the Japanese villain, The Craw. It was actually The Claw, but they're like, The Craw. And at the end, he's kidnapping white women, blonde white women. And at the end, they finally find out he's only looking for this one particular woman. And they go, why did you kidnap the others? He goes, I don't know. You all look the same to me.
Ahead of its time, clearly.
Oh, shit.
If you can go back to The Simpsons, like, in the early years, like, from, like, 89 to, like, 95, and they're fucking racist as shit. Like,
they're fucking super racist.
Yeah, yeah, man. The gay one where Homer's like, I don't want my son to be a fucking fruit. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
This man is not a queer. He's a fruit.
He's a fag. Like, whoa, Homer.
That's a landmark episode at its time. Anyway, who wants next? Brian? Brian, yeah. You calling it?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to bite off a little bit, but they're Tuskegee Airmen in World War II. They get shot down. But no one sees them get shot down. So they get some makeup together and they're like, okay, man, we got to make it out of here, bro. And they Chinamen themselves up. And they try to make it back to ally soil. And they're just like, oh, wow, shower, shower, shower. You know, and they're doing like their most racist thing, but it just working. And they're like, man, I can't believe that like our Looney Tunes was right about these people, man. They're just like that. All right, cool, man. So they try to make it back to the front lines, and eventually, you know, they just make it there, man.
Katana blade?
Oh, good. The katana blade. They landed on a Jap, and they took his katana blade just in case.
Man, you know what I'm hearing? Instead of white chicks,
I was just
Asian
thinking,
chicks.
Instead of white chicks, he's got, like, Chinamen.
Yellow chicks.
Hey, yellow dudes.
First of all, look, man, I'm trying to make a story about what I was given, all right?
Like, no, you know what? I liked it. I did enjoy it.
All right, Stan and Shane, who wants to go?
You want me to go, Shane? I'll go.
I'll take it.
Okay,
I'm going to keep it on those lines, too.
Go for it.
Except it's World War One. They're
it has to be World War II.
It has to be World War II?
No,
Japan. It's their feudal fucking Japan. They haven't updated their armies. They're fucking the last two white samurais. Fucking they learn from the master. Fucking they get accepted by the clan, and fucking the next thing, the end of the movie, they're at fucking the United States Congress fucking speaking about fucking the last samurais.
Here's where your movie falls apart. Those are black guys.
Yeah, in whiteface, dude.
Oh, you put them in
We're all going whiteface here, man.
In every iteration, they're all
just
white
looking like Tom Cruise and shit.
Okay. If Tom Cruise could do it.
You forgot the katana sword, dude. It's harder.
They fucking got the katana swords. They're the last fucking samurais, bro.
Shit's implied. Okay. I was going to do
all on their waist when they're a fucking in the U.S. fucking Congress, whatever, dude. Fucking at the end, dude.
That Jap guy at the end, he's like, we'll die with the honor. And then he's like, see you later, nigga. I'm out.
Oh, fuck. My turn?
Your turn, Stan.
All right. This is called My Ninja,
starring
fucking Key and Peele. And it's kind of borders the same thing as Shane. They're World War II freaking fighters. They're in the war. Instead of using guns, they're using freaking katana swords. They think they're fucking ninjas. They're going through tearing it up. And, you know, freaking they're comedians. It's all funny, funny, funny. And then at the end, it turns around and says, see, not all ninjas are Asian. My Ninja.
My Ninja.
I want that t-shirt. Just a black guy ripping off a ninja mask, being like, not all ninjas are Asian. My Ninja.
My Ninja.
I will point out, Stan's the only one who explicitly used all three items.
Boom. I wrote
the others were implied, I think.
Got better than
fucking
that.
Fucking cheated.
Well, it just like the fucking movie Keanu. What do you expect, dude? A bunch of one-liners and then fucking credits, man.
Look,
come on.
I feel once me, Shane, and Lou made them Asian, the katana was implied.
Yeah.
Like,
I
mean,
that's
what
I thought, too.
Yeah. Right. They're Asian.
Implied, do we have to tell you they have squinty eyes, too?
What the fuck? Oh, my God. They make great rice.
Right. They can fly.
Bunch of red rickerish.
All right. Let's do the next one. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this was a thing, but there's a movie called Mother's Day.
Really?
Oh. You gotta get all the holidays to be movies.
And it's a Gary Marshall, the same guy who did, like, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve.
Well,
like,
that makes a lot of sense.
This like, motherfucker.
He's just running through these things.
Groundhog's Day, too.
Right. Lincoln's birthday.
Lincoln's birthday.
I wanted to squeeze a female
National
in here.
Pretzel Day, the movie.
The movie.
Arbor Day. 7-Eleven, the movie.
7-Eleven.
Getting a free mini slushy.
It's all about getting a slurpee.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I needed a female for this one, so I chose Jennifer Aniston from that movie.
Of course. That bitch.
Of course she's in Mother's Day.
Yeah.
But let's make it interesting and involve it in a sports movie.
Hmm.
And for some reason, there's like a house cat involved.
A house cat.
Yes. A cat.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to say that this is comedy romance, romantic comedy, where, let's just make it opposite Vince Vaughn, because he's the kind of guy who would do this kind of shit, right? And she's trying to get close to this dude that she likes. So she takes the job as the team mascot.
Okay.
Of the, let's just say it's a dodgeball team.
Dodgeball?
And the mascot happens to be a house cat. And so she's trying to win his heart with ridiculous cheers. You know? That's it. That's what I got.
Weirdly plausible.
Yeah.
All right. So Jennifer Aniston, she's usually in comedies with people I like, then she kills them. So let's just...
so true.
Let's just say she's in a comedy with Andy Samberg. She hasn't really tainted him yet. And
that poison.
Yeah, the poison.
She hasn't got her stink on him.
Yeah, and the sport is blood sport. It's like, you know, that, like, you dip the hands in the goo.
Kumite.
Or the kumite, yeah, more
kumite?
Or less.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Andy Samberg, he's representing Israel in the kumite. And first round, he gets the doozy. He gets, like Russia or something, like just a mean bitch, right? And he brings his girlfriend there, which is Jennifer Aniston, and, you know, she's cheering him on, and he's just not going to win this fight. And no. He loses first round, and she's just like, I have nothing, man. That's basically where I'm in.
You didn't get to the cat.
Basically. Oh, there's a cat?
Yeah, oh, man. You made this game up, and you never get all three things.
I'm not good at it. But, yeah, well, anyway, Jennifer Aniston didn't fucking shave her pussy. That's a cat, all right. She's full bush.
Dong.
All right, you guys.
My movie takes place in New York. She lives in a fucking apartment with her other friends, Jennifer Aniston. They're a fucking synchronized swim team, and they're called the fucking House Cats, and that's about all I got, too.
All right.
Aww, I boo. Like
the teacher trailer, bro.
Because like all House Cats, they love to swim.
Right? They love to swim.
It's the bitches from Friends, man.
Yeah.
And they're just
none of them can swim, so they're the house cats.
And then when they do their thing, they're like, smelly cat, smelly cat.
Throw you a team up point for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Stan.
Damn, what are they
so hard
feeding
on
you?
The spot, man. I all right. Jennifer Aniston, she is trend setting that I'm all woman kind of thing. So she wants to be the first woman ever in hockey. And the whole thing is her training all the time, and she's doing it, and she was gonna freaking get it, like Mighty Duck style. She's gonna triple deke and freaking all that shit, you know, and Emilio Estevez is in that shit. He's coming back, it's real big. And you know, every night she comes home and she just talks to her cat. And the cat, it turns out, was Emilio Estevez. And the whole time she's just fucking delusional. And it's just, and she's not playing hockey. She's just some stupid bitch stuck on the couch in front of her computer. And the movie's called Here, Kitty Kitty.
That's all I got. Final shot panning out of a padded cell with her in a straitjacket just going, Here, Kitty Kitty.
Right. Tell the truth, man. You start with the slogan and work backwards, right?
Sometimes.
It's a good method.
No, I listen to your show and I'm trying to get this one because I sucked it up last time, man. I want the fucking belt, man. That's all it is. I want that belt.
This is the hardest game we've
got. I suck at this game, to be honest with you. I'm always like, yeah, that's my premise. Crickets.
Not a lot of people are good at this game.
No, this one's rough.
It's fucking hard.
We should maybe rework. I was waiting for someone to bring up feline AIDS.
Feline AIDS?
I think we might cycle this one out.
Yeah, or rework it or something.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Well, put it on the wheel.
Oh yeah, okay.
Put it on the wheel of doom. All right.
We got one more. Mm-hmm. So bear with me. There's an animated movie out this week, Ratchet and Clank, based on the video game.
Yeah, it can be good.
I was hoping people would like it because, I mean, we're due for a video game movie that's quality, but it's like at a 20 on Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't think it's...
Sounds like really, it's stinking up.
Are we really due for a fucking video game that's going to be a good movie? I think we're just due for a fucking good video game.
True.
Yeah, they've been trying to make these movies forever now.
Yeah, but the video games are like movies. It's like pointless.
I know. At this point, I'd rather just play the damn game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
sorry. Yeah, sorry, Pete. I'm all over here. Dewey, fuck you.
But this movie has a bunch of people I don't know. So I pick Paul Giamatti from it.
Fucking that guy? All right.
And he's in a spy movie.
That guy's good.
Pig Vomit?
He's just He's just not pleasant to look at. But he's great. He's top notch.
Top notch.
Okay.
Yeah.
He always plays scummy executive trying to screw over the...
Because he's a short little bald Italian.
But he's...
He played Benjamin Franklin or some shit like that, didn't he? On some fucking
HBO. John Adams.
John Adams, yeah.
Yeah. John Adams.
Tell me you didn't love him in...
He was the good white guy in Straight Outta Compton.
And Shoot Him Up.
He wasn't the good white guy. He screwed
him. Oh, he did screw him after all. That's right. Man. He Lord Eazy-E.
And look, first of all, Come on, man. He took advantage of those people.
He does like to play a scumbag.
He seemed righteous at first. Anyway.
He's in some new show where he likes to get his nuts stepped on by...
You're making this up.
No, it's with him and Adrian Brody, whatever his name is.
Shut up.
Big Nose?
It's on... it's a Showtime show.
Clash of the Noses.
Sexual Predators?
Sexual Predators.
It's a Showtime show, man. Dude is like a powerhouse attorney when he gets home. Wants to get his nuts stomped on.
That's a good premise, I think.
Oh, no. You know what? He's right. He's on that show. I think it's Stars. It matters, but you're right.
Yeah,
it's called what the fuck is it called? It's just one fucking monosyllabic word, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Monosyllabic word. What the fuck? You pulled that one out of.
I think that's what they were saying on 9/11, bro. Monosyllabic.
Word of the day. Monosyllabic.
I worked it in there.
Is that Polish? That's Polish, right?
It's Americanese.
All right, well, let's put him in a spy movie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And incorporate a Cuban cigar.
A Cuban cigar and a spy movie? All right, so new Bond movie. Let's say they do Idris Elba, and they just go get him as the bad guy. He's smoking stogies. He's I got all three criteria. I met it, right?
You got the,
okay.
You got you're calling it there?
No. He's the head of Merrill Lynch, and Bond's coming in to break the banks up finally. And you know what? He goes in there, and Bond, for the first time, gets beat, man. He can't bring down those banks, bro. It's just the end. Paul Giamatti wins. Bond's dead.
Dead?
No.
I don't want to see that.
Well, because look, honestly, they're going to rebel against the Black Bond.
Oh, right.
You got to get him out of there, bro. So you did it, and move on.
Damn.
I got 20 on it.
It's like the first Bond to die for real is Adrian Elba. It's like you literally killed an ill Elba.
All right, who wants next? I'm taking volunteers here.
All right, I guess I'll go.
All right,
So Paul Giamatti is cast. They whitewashed it like Hollywood likes to do as Fidel Castro.
Jewy Fidel Castro.
Yeah, so he's he's smoking.
He's Italian.
Yeah, but he he gets that that Jewy thing
Giamatti.
I know him. I know.
Don't.
He's Italian.
That's not part of it. He's not a Jewy Cuban. He's just a sweaty guy. Sweaty guy. He enjoys his Cubans, and this is about the attempt to assassinate him that the American government did.
So this is a movie about the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah. And opposite him, Gerard Butler, because I like to see him in a spy movie.
I like the fact that you casted an American guy and a Scottish guy to play two Cubans. That is whitewashing, dude. That is...
Well, he was.
This is Cuba.
He was in fucking Gods of Egypt. I mean,
who? Gerard Butler.
That should have been predominantly just black.
Yeah, it's like him and the guy from Game of Thrones, who's the other whitest guy.
Yeah, but you go old school.
They cast one white dude.
Once you go
dude.
Biblical, it's just English and Scottish. That's what they talk like, right?
I mean, even that even that one movie with fucking Christian Bale about
that
Moses
Ten
movie,
some shit,
Gods and Monsters. I think, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You know what I'm talking about.
There was one with the dude from Gladiator, and right at the apex of the movie, they're all running to the Noah's Ark, and rock monsters come
Noah.
Up out of nowhere. Yeah, I'm like, that cannot be in the Bible. Who bought that? Right? Rock monsters.
Hey, that shit really happened, dude. Rock.
That's in the fucking original translation of the Bible, dude. Yeah,
those rock golems, dude, they're a fucking hell of a carpenter, man.
Yeah, it's in that passage that's like, these hands these hands.
In there, throwing stones. And he rolls away
on his little trike.
Yeah. Next to a racing slug.
Yeah. Right.
I was sitting there.
Nothing.
I was sitting there watching. I was like, yo, man, I think these people are full of shit, man. I don't think that happened. Right.
The craziest documentary ever.
At the moment, you were like, this Bible thing is a little wacky.
It's like, wait, let me just take out my Bible real quick, flip to that page. When did that happen?
I don't remember. Rock golems.
Snow yetis. What the fuck?
It's like the fourth level of a video game, man.
Boss fight.
Yeah. The dudes came out the Technodrome or something.
Crane closed the floor.
Zelda, dude, with the fucking Gorons and shit. Yeah. Huh? And the little one with the whistle. What was that shit called?
Doo-doo-doo,
the flute.
Doo-doo.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm taking a picture of the Noah's Ark and just putting hashtag Ganondorf did it.
Good old pig face.
And then cut to Wind Waker. All right, who's next?
Go ahead, Shane.
Paul Giamatti goes back in time as a fucking cyborg spy in 1984 in Los Angeles to fucking protect a guy named John. There's dirt bikes and fucking,
yes!
There's another fucking dude that melts and fucking comes back with swords and shit and explosions, and he fucks this blonde chick and fucking actually is John Connor's fucking father. And yeah, and it's just a fucking vicious loop. It goes round and round and round. There's a couple sequels.
And then they ruin it completely in the last one.
Yeah.
Did anybody see that Genesis?
No, man.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It's awful.
Fucking terrible.
Paul Giamatti walking out to this music.
Oh, you guys can't hear that, right?
We can't hear it, but that's okay.
Oh, let's get the full Terminator theme going.
My bad.
I wish I could do a Paul Giamatti impression right there. Can't do that shit.
These goddamn robots are taking over.
There's all these robots everywhere. That one's melting.
That was pretty good, Brian. That was pretty good.
You sons of bitches here. He's got like he's like kind of like just very irritated. Like he's
always just annoyed.
He just woke him up. Like whoa.
He's a very 0 to 10 guy.
Come with me if you want to live.
It's like I'm good. I don't think you're gonna help me at all, Paul.
Man, that was a good one. Wow.
Look at those little hands.
Oh, and he smokes a cigar. Fuck.
Three. Oh, you got three, it guys. In under the wire.
I'll give that to him.
Ooh. Damn.
Under the wire. Because, Stan, we are moving on to you.
All right. So, Paul Giamatti is opposite Mr. Bean in another Mr. Bean movie, and it's all a mock of 007, and they need to stop. Mr. Bean needs to stop Paul Giamatti from making the exploding cigars because it's spreading all through the UK. And, you know, there's punchlines here and there and a couple fucking, you know, little Tauruses, what are those called? Little police boxes here and there. And, yeah, you know, they just go about and clever British fucking humor that I don't find fucking funny at all whatsoever. And then roll credits.
Yeah, that country is silly with TARDISes. Tardi? I don't know.
TARDIS everywhere.
All that shit.
I love how, like, most of you, with the exception of Shane, cast him as the villain just right off the bat.
Yeah, he's the good guy.
Like, he's not the good guy.
No, he's never
the
hero. The
little chubby bald guy is the good guy.
Like, he was the good guy in the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie, right? Wasn't he?
Oh, that turd.
Oh, like the Lady in the Water. Shit.
Lady in the Water.
He, Swan Lake. Yeah. He looks like the bad guy from Hackers, almost. Like.
He looks like generic evil white guy.
Yeah, man. He's not cast as a good guy ever. Stop it.
All right, let's move on to our next game. We're going to do the Perfect 10. Short version, please, of the song. We're going to play the song.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents the Perfect 10.
Thank God that version's short. Fuck you, Lou.
I was hoping that you just put the long one out there just to fuck with him.
You know what? Next week I'll put the long one out.
Okay.
All right.
Now it's long.
Jesus Christ. I was listening to that at work, and people were asking me like, "What's that? Why do you look grossed out?" And it's a long story.
You know, that's how you know you did a good segue when the person listening to it gets a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh, stop singing."
Like, that guy really knew how to do it in one take.
That's some bad falsetto.
It definitely is. It's rough on the ears, but it makes for funny conversation, you guys.
All right, fuckers. You guys make clips next time. I didn't even want to do it. I was forced. I was like, Indian burning. Like, you know, it should be longer. Should be a little longer. It's a segue. It should be about 30 seconds.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
All right. Here's the game. I'm going to give you a scenario, and you're going to give me your perfect day in that scenario. You each get 1 minute to say your piece. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use the whole minute if you don't want to, but it's open to you. Stan, I again picked one for you after our appearance on your show. You seem like you needed to vent about something. So I'm going to give you your perfect day at Disneyland.
Oh, shit.
Okay, this is real quick. Are you ready?
Go.
Perfect day at Disneyland. The wife gets up early. The kids get up early. They get all their shit together. They fucking leave. I stay home. Perfect day ever.
I'm giving points for that. Done and done?
That was 100% true right there, too.
That was 100% true.
That's a record. That's a record for this game in under 10 seconds.
That was like when Homer just didn't go to church one day, bro. He was just like, made a waffle with the butter.
Everything went right that day.
Are you talking about his patented moon waffle?
Yeah.
I found a Skittle in my belly button. I was like, oh, man, this tastes badass.
Dude, he invented the put the Skittle in the belly button, punch his stomach, and grab the Skittle. Like,
yeah, pop.
Ah. Yeah. I just hit it every time. I was like, this is pretty badass.
Skittle pull.
Taste the rainbow.
All right, who wants next?
What was the Disneyland, right?
Disneyland.
All right, I'll try. Okay, I go to Disneyland and I enter the park at the first parking spot right there. When I walk up, they're like, hey, man, just... walk right in, man. You're that early. I'm like, all right, cool. So I go in there, big turkey leg. Get that. Just eat that up.
It's important.
Yeah, definitely big turkey leg. Go on all the good roller coaster rides, and whoever I'm with, because I don't have children, they're like, nah, we could just skip Fantasy World. We don't need to pretend to be a princess or any of that shit. So we go to, like, Sci-Fi World, and we're just, like, you know, doing, like, the rocket ships, throwing phasers out, you know, just being kids and shit, you know, just... then we get lunch maybe at the Magic Kingdom, maybe like Chip and Dale. They do a big dance number while we're eating. It's a good time. We go there, maybe we get the little passports, we get a little stamps, you know, for every land we've been in. It's a pretty cool time. We end out on top, bro.
You came in just in time. That is very generic. Basically, your perfect day at Disneyland is just a day with no other people there. It sounds
Man, that's really what I want. I don't really like that.
He got to meet Mickey. No line.
Also,
no line. I got a hand stamp.
Also,
you should give him a donk for no churro, dude. You go to Disneyland, you don't have a fucking churro.
He compensated with turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
Only you and your family has churros at fucking Disneyland.
Look, man.
Here we go with Mexican jokes. Here we go.
Right? Fucking yeah. He's all eating fucking mayonnaise, fucking covered corn on a stick, dude.
Look, Sam, when I go to my theme parks, I don't want to eat ethnic food, all right? I want white food, all right? Turkey leg. Okay? I didn't ask for the chili con carne. I wanted the motherfucking turkey leg.
Touche. Touche. Okay.
All right, who wants next?
I'll go.
I'll take it.
Oh, wait, Shane, you got one?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, good.
All right, go for it.
Perfect day at Disneyland. Fucking Disney sends a personal jet to my house, fucking flies me back. When I get off the plane, all the Disney characters are there to fucking carry me into Disneyland. I go and they carry me in, fucking send me on a rascal, and I just drive that rascal, and they just trail behind me every ride, fucking me and all the Disney characters. And right before they have the evening parade, all the fucking Disney princesses line up and suck my dick, and then I fucking just ride the front of the parade all the way out, dude. Damn. Get on the plane, fucking back home, dude.
Shane's like, I'm gonna let it go.
Can I ask you a question? Was it a each one blew you to completion, or they gave you a one big Disney princess blowy?
That one big Disney princess blowy.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah. Snow White,
you gotta fit
Cindy,
them all in, bro. Hey, I'm pushing Cindy, 40. Fucking one pop, dude. I wouldn't be able to get back up, dude. They all got to, you know.
There's a lot of princesses.
Yeah,
she's like, yo, don't let it go. Don't let it go. Grab that shit.
Like, honestly, by the time I hit Snow White, I was out.
Yeah. That chick from Brave is definitely just a fluffer.
Yeah. No, I want to tell you.
She's just giving you an angry jerk.
Ariel
and yelling at you with a Scottish broom.
Stan's there, too. Stan's there, too, and he's the fucking
You're
fluffer.
Done. You're done.
He's the fluffer.
I'm
there watching fucking
He's fucking dabbing my forehead, fucking.
He's waving you the palm leaf. He's waving you with the palm leaf, dabbing the forehead, feeding you mixed drinks.
Right.
I did have a.
Eric's shoving a fucking thumb in his ass while the beast is over there tickling his balls. Dude.
Way to go, Shane! Take that Prince down a peg.
Right. I was just delighted at the visual of Shane on a rascal scooter being followed by all the characters in the big dumb costumes just follow him around.
Yeah.
I really did appreciate the Disney Princess Collection blowjob that he caught. I think that was the best part about it.
It would be magical, right? That's now, a fucking magical place.
Can I ask you
hypothetical? Hypothetical. If you had to pick one, who would you pick?
No.
Who, me?
No.
Everyone.
Princess?
Yeah, if you had to pick just one princess.
To finish on?
No, like... We're outside his scenario now. You're going to get a blowjob from one of these girls dressed as one of the Disney princesses.
His scenario is they all blow him. Which one?
Yes. Outside the scenario, Brian. Oh. Listen. All
right.
Pick one.
One princess?
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Before or after the transformation?
Yeah, after, of course.
I don't care. I'll fuck a poor bitch. All right. Does it have to be a princess?
It's like Ariel, Little Mermaid.
It just... What do you
I mean,
got?
Like, oh, I might go like Maleficent.
What do you think of Mowgli over here?
I might go Maleficent.
Baloo. The bear.
America, come here, man cub. Come tickle my balls.
Yo, Shere Khan, what's good, dude?
It's all Dumbo. Give me those ears, motherfucker. Shove that trunk in my butthole. Sorry, Lou. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker.
Man.
This nigga's going for the BB dubs like Ursula.
Dude, right.
Put those tentacles to good use.
Let's go.
Shake what your mama Let's gave go. You.
Dude, pun, I don't think she floats that way. I think she's fucking dyke, bro.
She does have like a pixie cut, right?
Pixie cut? Or she has a big... She has that cut.
Do.
Like that bitch in Rocky IV, man. She has that fucking...
A flat top?
A flat top, bro. Yeah, dude. She's
got the fucking big flat top.
She's like, the captain of the underwater.
She's got gozer hair.
Yeah, man. If she dies, she dies, bro. Me?
You haven't answered.
I'm Pocahontas, man.
Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, that's not a bad one.
You know why? She's because just respect the Indians, man. You know, they just...
Respect the Indians. He's going to fuck her and then throw a can of Coca-Cola on the side of the road.
Well, I'm literally...
Watch one tear drop from her.
Regardless of what Indian bitch blows me, I'm still going to litter. I don't care. Like,
and Stan, just so we go full circle, who do you got?
I got Belle from Beauty and the Beast, man.
It's a good call.
I love it.
Shane?
No, Shane went.
What do you pick?
Cinderella.
I like it. All right. My bad, Shane.
who did Lou pick? Because I was being a jerk and cutting him
off. He picked the Beast.
I said Maleficent, man. You got to go with the bad girls.
Angelina Jolie, Maleficent, I could deal with.
The cartoon, you know, those, was a little creepy.
You know what?
Beaker cheeks, though, in that movie?
Oh,
the good chicks? I mean, you know they don't know how to get down. But that bitch is probably...
Right?
Dirty.
I pick Ariel because she knows how to hold her breath.
Fucking Kegel.
She also doesn't have a pussy.
Post transformation.
Okay. I'm like,
she can't. All right, Ariel. Post transformation, she can't talk.
No.
And she knows has good
breath
control.
I was like, you want underwater blowies?
I
want
to get a blowjob from Ariel who can't talk. I figured that would be the best deal. Just be like, why don't you get me a sandwich too?
Done and done.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right. Who's who didn't go yet?
I think it's it.
I think it's me and does Shane still have to go?
Shane just went.
Okay.
So it's you.
All right. So you ready?
Go.
It's free.
I punch Mickey.
Yeah. Okay. So I go there, and apparently on this day, people weren't supposed to be there. They unfroze Walt. They stuck his head on a giant mech body, and he has changed the whole park. This is fucking Das Mickey. He changed Epcot to, you know, every land is Germany. You know? It's not Britain anymore.
No,
it's fucking New Deutschland.
It's like Poland. It's so like Poland as if Germany ran it.
We're drinking Hefeweizens and fucking having pretzels and shit. It's a good fucking time. You know,
he's standing by the sign. You see the sign? And he's not fucking welcome.
Yeah. It's a small world. It has changed to just a bunch of ovens.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
It's a small world after all.
Yes.
It's a small Reich after all.
Yeah. Auschwitz after all, dude.
Endless,
this is Auschwitz after all.
Endless, okay. Endless white puppets.
Deutschland after all.
Yeah. And we definitely got to ride the choo-choo.
Oh, your time's up. I'm just gonna cut that off. That's over.
Honestly, it's incredibly fucked up, but Lou's version of Disneyland's kind of fucking funny. I think, like, at least that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's fucking Nazi castles up in that bitch.
The funny part is, you're the one guy Hitler would hate most out of everyone on this show, right?
Yeah,
now.
Man, you would definitely be, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it's my, like, widow's peak haircut, but I remind him of Mickey. He has a soft spot. He lets me in. You know?
I'm just picturing you with ears now.
Yeah.
The haircut. Holy
shit. I put
the
ears on. He's like, I've been waiting for this all my life.
So Lou's basically just like Uncle Tom.
He's like, oh, my God, it's Mickey.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I become his right-hand man. It's a new world.
No, he's right-hand man. Oh, Nazi humor.
Nazi humor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, one more thing to do here. Let's do a little word association game, or as I call it, free points for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just going to go in the order that I have them, you guys, written down here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Brian.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a word. Mm-hmm. Why is my camera taking a picture? And you're just going to give me the first word that pops into your head. Mm-hmm. Ready? Cheesy.
Chucky.
Ethnic.
Lou.
Sloppy.
Me.
Meat.
So red-blooded.
And broken.
Superman versus Batman.
Oh, good answer on that.
Wow.
Answer. And just for a bonus point, what was I preparing as I wrote these words?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember any of them. You were preparing... Fish.
Hang on. I was going to say he was surfing Pornhub looking for sloppy ethnic.
Meat?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was making
close enough. I actually was making tacos, so it doesn't tie into that last story.
Let me send that emoji
did.
Through. Some Hispanic ghetto booty. All right.
All right. Now we're on to Lou.
Yeah.
Poor.
Me.
You don't know. Brian's celebration. It's priceless.
Well, they could see it.
Beer.
Here. Some beer here.
Ticket.
To Disney.
Drunk.
You? I don't know.
This is a very appropriate answer.
Yeah.
Taxi.
Ubers.
Where am I going tomorrow?
Probably one of your fucking stupid cider wine tours. Fucking.
You ever seen the movie Sideways? You ever seen the movie Sideways, guys? Pete Paul Giamatti in that. He's just...
Except I'll drink Merlot.
He's going to be spitting in buckets all fucking day.
Can't give you that point. I'm going to a brewery.
Well.
Guys, you have to try the Shiraz. It's so good.
The Chablis.
The Chablis.
The Chablis. Yep, the Chablis.
Bro, they have a rosé to die for.
Lou likes a nice peanut Grigiot. All right, Stan, you're up next.
All right.
Loud.
Shane.
Grease.
Oil.
Expensive.
Disney.
Tool.
Tim the Tillman Taylor.
And rubber.
No thanks.
And where was I when I wrote these words?
Home Depot.
Close. The spirit is right, but I was getting new tires put on. I was at a garage.
Oh, okay.
And finally, Shane. Brittle.
Stan.
Slow.
Stan.
Three more Stans, please.
Pink.
Stan.
Yeah.
Confused.
Stan.
And finally, Penny.
Stan.
Yeah.
There you go.
You had to go with Stan on the last one. I had to go with it.
Who was I looking at when I wrote those words?
Who were you looking at?
Yeah, what kind of person?
Homeless person.
No, I was looking at a little old lady attempting to pick a penny up off the street.
You didn't help her?
I was in my car.
Did you slap her on the ass when she got it?
Slapped her. Poughkeepsie puncher. Right. He fucking strikes again.
Dude. Yeah.
I was throwing cigarette butts at her.
Yeah, yo, they think they caught the guy. It's Pete.
I'll never get caught.
They're like, who'd they arrest? I don't know, some black guy.
One anonymous tip.
Some Puerto Rican guy.
Some Puerto Rican guy.
Yeah, I think he was Asian.
Sir, what are you doing here with the fucking bloodshot eyes and the red hand? Nothing, man. I'm on my way home.
Yeah. Hard day work.
I heard it was some Puerto Rican guy that was slapping asses here.
You guys see that Puerto Rican guy running around?
Yeah. Gotta catch that guy. A scoundrel.
I do live in the whitest neighborhood on earth, too. So everyone would believe me. Yeah. All right. That's it for that game. What do you guys want to do now?
What is a white neighborhood in New York there?
What's that?
What's a white neighborhood in New York?
Oh, there's a bunch.
Not the Bronx, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I live in a place called Huntington, and it's white picket fences.
If you ever want to go to, I guess, like, the white part of New York, it'd be Long Island. I want to say that's pretty much
chunks of Long Island.
Like Wyandanch.
It's pretty segregated.
Yeah, Long Island's very
segregated. Lou, where do you live?
I live in Massapequa. Mostly white.
Actually, yeah, Lou, you're moving on up, man. Good for you.
Once you marry a white person... Like that's your ticket. Foot in the door.
You got your card?
Yep. I swear there's an Adele CD in the car.
You know?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just said I always picture like a big melting pot. Like there's no, you know, just it's so. Yeah, I just have that typical freaking cliche thing, you know, cliche view of New York where it's just, you know, everyone's fucking different ethnicities, but they all live in the same fucking spot, you know?
Well, and
it's
if you're in the city. It's like that, but the second you get out to the burbs, it's like, all right, our people are here, your people are there.
Yeah.
New York is like everyone living together begrudgingly.
Yes. It's like, they don't want to do it.
It's like, we're there together, but it's like no one really likes, like the Hispanics don't like the blacks don't like the whites don't like everybody.
I always describe it as this. I was going to my old job. I worked briefly at a law firm, and I was driving. You had to drive through a couple neighborhoods to get to it. And it was the first day of school in September. And I leave my house, and in my neighborhood, there's a husband and wife and a grandmother and two little kids dressed really nicely waiting for the bus. And then I cross a main road, go into the next neighborhood. There's one Spanish woman, and she has seven kids all around the same age, just crowding around or running around waiting for the bus. I cross over to the next neighborhood, and there's just an eight-year-old black kid standing alone on the corner. And then the next neighborhood, I'm in by the water, so it's all white people again, enjoying brunch. That's Long Island. Wow.
That's what we do in Long Island.
Long Island.
Nice white brunch.
You just pass through
Eggs
it all.
Eggs Benedict for everyone who's white.
A bunch of mimosas, a slice of cantaloupe.
Yeah, man. We bring out melons people haven't heard of yet for white brunch in Long Island. Cantaloupe, it's ethnic melon. Stop it. Let's get those white melons.
All right, well, how are we doing on time here?
1:37.
You want to close it up?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, yeah, so let's close it up.
Yeah, we're pushing two hours here. So why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a moment? I will tally these points and see who our winner is.
I fucking hate you, Shane.
I love you too, buddy.
Shane, Stan, thanks for coming on, man. Blast this week.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys for having me back on again.
Absolutely,
man. Honestly, we should schedule you again in the future just because good friends / I think we had good chemistry, man. I think it's a fun show.
Yeah. If you could just do that blowjob noise right now, that'd be great.
wait. Yep, he's got it.
There you go.
Yeah, but
you feel that?
Blowjob noise. You pick Ursula, bro. She probably gives the weakest head.
Are you kidding?
She probably jerks your dick off.
She sucks a mean dick.
No way.
Because she's a bad
She's a
bitch.
Grabber, not a sucker.
No, I didn't pick Ursula. I picked Maleficent. I picked Maleficent, not Ursula.
You picked Ursula the first time. You were like with that. No. Remember, we were talking about her haircut. The haircut of the fucking Drago's bitch.
I said that Stan picked that.
Lou was fucking tall flat top, yeah.
I'd go that because I'm into BBWs, which I'm not. I mean, I'm going to look, but I'm not into that shit.
Well, I mean,
they got to try.
Yeah, hey, man, no off. One's no, first of all,
around, dude,
Stan, you know? No one's judging. Like, I mean, like if Ursula's your bitch, it's your bitch, man. She got that big black booty.
No, I would do it. Like I said, there ain't nothing wrong with being the captain of the underwater softball team, dude. You do that shit, man.
the underwater softball team is captained by Ursula.
That all bitch right. is softball, if you ever seen one, man.
I got our totals here.
All right, let's do it, Pete.
Stan, I got good news for you.
Yes, sir.
You're walking away with that belt this week.
Woo!
Boom! Fuck you, Shane. I fucking hate you.
Here's the standings.
Fuck you, Shane. I fucking hate you.
In fourth place, we got Brian. In third place, we got Shane. In second place, we got Lou. And in first place, we got Stan. Tight game.
Wow. I got to say, I thought Shane was going
to... Shane killed it come game time.
No, with Shane didn't.
Oh, I didn't know we were getting scored the whole fucking time. I would have talked more shit to Stan.
Yeah. That's where Stan pulled ahead in the early game.
Maybe if we had recorded that pre-show stuff, you would have pulled ahead, man.
The funny thing is, we did reference the fucking moles, dude. And fucking, yeah. Look, he wasn't privy to that fucking conversation.
Look, guys, I'm no rat, but Stan, it's been said that you have three moles in your butthole.
No.
They're sores.
Yeah.
No.
They're sores.
He those said, you got to use wet naps on that joint.
I don't have good hygiene. I'm not very hygienic, so I don't know how to wipe. Those are just the biggest dingleberries you'll ever call fucking
his mom
see.
Up. Can you come lance these, Mom, real quick? Get a big night.
Yeah. Bring the, was it the...
I didn't get no fucking special points for that one. That was a fucking secret joke that we worked in, dude.
It's like Quidditch, bro. Give him the golden whatever. He wins.
Where was I when you did that joke?
Strip that motherfucker of his belt, dude.
That's bullshit. Oh, all bitter. Listen to this
champion.
Guy.
He's a fucking paper champion. Paper he champion.
Here we go.
All
right,
I got a proposal.
Sorry. I got a proposal.
Sorry, my girl's getting out of control, you guys. Next time, it'll just be me.
Yeah.
We got a tag match coming up next week against the Gooncast.
Right. Gooncast.
Where me and Brian will be defending our championship tag team titles in the event that we were to lose.
Never.
Just saying. In the event, I don't think it's going to happen.
Never.
But I say Stan and Shane come on and do a tag team.
Absolutely, man. Lou Judge, me, you, Stan, Shane, absolutely.
Oh, you guys will get decimated. Are you kidding me?
See?
It's on.
Gauntlet thrown.
It's on. All right,
man. So why don't we, I mean, if you guys are cool with it, was it the first week in June? Because we're booked up till then.
Cool.
First week in June.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll do this off air. We'll do this off air, figure out the logistics, because we got dates coming up. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of other guests showing up soon. I'm pulling those up now. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck did you send those to me?
Well, we could just say we got Josh from Bold and Belligerent coming on.
We got, well, first of all, next week we got the Gooncast coming on. The week after that, the May 13th, Josh from Bold and Belligerent. The week after that, the 20th,
is
Crazy Jay from Vegas Radio. From
Radio Vegas.
Radio Vegas. And then the 27th, right before our Mixer Live show, we have Jocelyn Stone. She's a porno star. And we were hooked up with Crazy J for with her, and she's going to come on the show right before the Mixler event.
And then the Mixler event the next day, I believe.
Next day, yes.
So we got some busy stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm. Up in A.
Damn, good on you guys, man. That sounds awesome.
Expect to pop a boner that episode. It's going to be hot.
Just to kind of clear things up, it's not Josh from Bold and Belligerent. It's Josh's Bold
and Belligerent. Oh, I'm sorry. May 13th, damn, Josh's Bold and Belligerent. We'll be on Painted Black Podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, like I asked him because you guys were so adamant about Josh's Bold and Belligerent. I was like, all right, man, I got to invite this guy on the show. He must have something.
I don't know what happened,
right,
man.
He'll be doing our show, too, next month.
Dude found his voice all of a sudden, man. I don't know.
Good
man.
On him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good on him. So we stand at the end of the show. You're going to get 20 seconds to say whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, plug the hell out of your show.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can find us just like Painted Black Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, RadioVegas.rocks, Twitter at Big Papa Podcast. Shane is at Ace_Knutson. I'm just taking it away for you, brother. And Gmail is our email account, Big Papa Podcast at Gmail, if you want to get at us. And all over social media, Big Papa Podcast.
Awesome, man.
Very nice. And I will say, listen to them. You guys are fucking hysterical. We've been on, and we had a great time.
Yeah, and I will say, Big Papa is spelled P-A-P-A.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've gotten lost a little bit trying to spell it P-O-P,
yeah,
A or P-O-P-P-A.
P-A-P-A. Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spanish for potato.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just got the weirdest look there.
Like,
it's a bunch of white people looking at you weird. I was like, what?
Even I was looking at him weird.
Yeah, Lou was looking at me crooked.
Pete's Cuban side just came out. Like,
right. Papas fritas.
Anyway, find us in all those same places.
Yeah.
On Radio Vegas, on iTunes, and Podbean, and Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Please write and review and all that. Mm-hmm. Hit us up on the Twitter. We definitely write you back. And if you think you have what it takes to play against us, mm-hmm. shoot us a message. And we'll get you on here and test your mettle.
One last thing. Congratulations to Gareth from Gareth's Random Ramblings. He got married yesterday.
He got married That's yesterday. Right. Congratulations.
Cheers to him.
Yesterday, tomorrow. I don't fucking know.
The it's, future.
In whatever weird time loop we're in.
Yeah. Pretty right. sure he had a fucking koala as his ring man.
As you do. All right.
May a dingo never eat your baby.
Right.
All right, Stan, you ready?
Yes, sir.
20 seconds on the clock. Brian, hit that music.
You're going to have to tell me when it's on. Is it going yeah. right
Go
now?
Go for it.
Okay, well, first I want to say, you know, I want to thank Baby Jesus for everything. I mean, I knew I could pull this out today, despite Shane being here. I know he's going to try to interrupt, but hey, pipe down there, sugar.
Praise God.
20 seconds. Yeah, like I said, dude, honey don't know when to shut the fuck up.
Never. Never knows when to shut the fuck up.
I had a blast, dude, anyhow, and I got that belt. Thank you. I'll take that photo via mail, email. I don't give a fuck. I want to see that belt, please.
Well said. Close the door behind you.
Money, no whip, okay, screwing up. I never had shit, had a heart, gotta slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send the club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.